Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Stephanie Stevie Williams, owner and vice president of operations
for Williams and Associates, LLC. We're coming live from Bethesda, Maryland. Our show is titled The Word for Today. BlogTalkRadio.com/equipped to serve. You can call in talk free, speak with myself or my guest at 1-855-345-4717. Thank you for being with us today. You make it happen.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know what? My husband and I were doing a Bible study earlier this morning from the book of Philippians, and the Lord placed on my heart to share it with you this morning, because you never know whose life can be touched. So go with me in prayer, and this will be a short broadcast this morning, but go with me in prayer before we start our study in Philippians. Lord, thank you for this day. This is truly the day that you have made, Father, and we just thank you for all the blessings that are in store for us today. First of all, we want to praise you and give you glory and honor. And we just thank you for who you are, because we know that everything that's good, Father, everything that's perfect, everything that brings joy and peace into our life is from you. And Father, as I've looked throughout this week, Father, on those that are falling short, those, Father, that have asked for prayer requests this week, you know who they are, Lord, and we will lift them up this morning, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. We just thank you, and we just call it done. Those collectively as that are suffering and having some ailments in their bodies, Lord, by your stripes they are healed in the name of Jesus. You bore all our sicknesses, our illnesses, our diseases. And Father, we just lift them up. Those that are having problems with depression, Lord, we just rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are suffering financially, Father, we pray that all their financial needs will be met this week, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that are suffering spiritually, Father, we speak blessings into their lives, Lord, this week in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you use me today, this morning, this afternoon, as I share your word, and pray that hearts will be touched, Lord. You have put it on my spirit to share this word this morning, and pray that you use me for your glory. And it's these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. As always, I like to start with the history of what we're speaking about. We're in the book of Philippians. Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians, and this has been the universal view of the church across the centuries, and there are no good reasons to question it. Philippians, Philemon, Ephesians, and Colossians constitute the prison letters of Paul. The letter was composed around AD 60 through 61, and the place from which it was written was Rome. Other cities such as Ephesus and Caesarea had been suggested, but there are no cogent reasons for ruling out Rome. By the way, I am teaching from the People's Study Bible, the Living Study Bible. A special relation developed between Paul and the Philippian church. He came to Philippi on his second missionary tour, believing that God has specifically called him and his co-laborers to work in Macedonia. Paul had a vision in which he saw a man over in Macedonia, Greece, pleading with him, "Come over and help us." Paul took this vision to Macedonia. He left Asia for Europe. Paul took this vision to mean God was sending us to preach the good news there. Scripture references Acts 16, 9 and 10. When Paul came to Macedonia, he left Asia for Europe. And many were the numbers of people converted and churches founded in Europe as a result of that vision and Paul's prompt response to it. There were few Jews in Philippi at that time, not enough of them to form a synagogue. So this was to be a Gentile church, which Paul was ministering to, which had for its early members Lydia, the Roman jailer, and probably the demon-possessed slave girl, whose deliverance brought about Paul and Silas's beatings. Clement, Eudoia, and Syntyche were won to Christ either at this time or later. And Paul mentions them in these scriptures. There was some arguing going on between these two ladies. When Paul departed from Philippi, Luke remained there to carry on the ministry. The ties between Paul and this church were close and binding. Paul visited Philippi at the end of his third ministry tour prior to spending the winter at Corinth, and that's in Acts 20, 1 through 3, and 2 Corinthians 11 and 9. With the coming of spring, he returned to Philippi, where he spent the Passover season among these beloved friends, Acts 20, 3 and 6. Apparently, letters were written to and received by Paul from the Philippians at various times. This letter is the most personal one of the apostle, all the apostle wrote, and which appear in scripture. In it, he was to speak about his personal life and his ambitions. Paul writes a letter to his beloved friends at Philippi who have assisted him. This church was the one that assisted him materially in the spread of the gospel by their gifts for his work. He goes on to say how grateful I am and how I praise the Lord that you are helping me again. I know you have always been anxious to send what you could, but for a while you didn't have the chance. In 4 and 10, he says, Paul well knows that those who help him will be properly rewarded as though they themselves had preached the gospel to the people he had reached. His emphasis, the gospel good news in this short letter, by referring to it 9 times, he speaks about the Philippians' wonderful help in making known the good news about Christ, about getting out the good news concerning Christ, about defending the truth that is the good news, and that's in Philippians 1 and 15 and 16, about the Philippians standing side by side with one strong purpose to tell the good news. Keep in mind, these were Gentiles in 1 and 27, and about his appreciation for the women who work side by side with me in telling the good news to others. That's in Philippians 4 and 3. The second refrain in this letter has to do with joy and rejoicing. I want to skip down to chapter 4. Paul speaks about advancing the faith in suffering as he faces death. He calls for the living of a holy life, using Jesus as our model, and states what the believers' Christian duties are. Along with exhortations, he mentions he will send Timothy and Epaphroditus to them. The latter has been sick unto death, but God has preserved him, Epaphroditus. He closes with the admonition that they always be full of joy. And this message is to the church today. Always be full of joy. And we're going to read those scriptures in just a minute in 4 and 4. Even as he thanks them for their gift and assures them in closing chapter that God will give them peace. This is in 4 and 7. Power, 4 and 13, and provision. Let's go to that in our Bibles today, Philippians 4, words of admonition and promise. This is from Paul. Dear brother Christians, I love you and long to see you, for you are my joy and my reward for my work. He had a special relationship with his church. My beloved friends, stay true to the Lord. And now I want to plead with those two dear women, Euodias and Syntyche. Please, please, with the Lord's help, quarrel no more. Be friends again. And how many of you know, hallelujah, amen, that there are women, and not only women, but men in the church that quarrel from time to time. But these two women, Paul is pleading as he's dying, quarrel no more. And this may speak to somebody today who has something going on in their heart against another woman in the church. Go to them and settle that today in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Paul goes on, my true teammate, to help these women, for they work side by side with me in telling the good news to others. These are women that have worked alongside Paul in the church, but they're quarreling among themselves. So he said to stop it. And they work with Clement too, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are written in the book of life. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are unselfish and considerate in all you do. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, Paul is saying. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. And now, brothers, as I close this letter, let me say this one more thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Paul is speaking to the church today. Just put your thoughts on those things that are pure and lovely. Dwell on fine and good things in others. Think about all you can praise God for and be glad about it. Keep putting into practice all you learned from me and saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you. That is my message to you this morning, church. Think of those good things. Stop the quarreling. Think of those good things, all those things that are pure and lovely of good accord this morning. Also, this is my assignment to you. Before I close, find some scriptures to mutter or speak throughout the day and the week for constant daily worship to God. Those scriptures that you love, that bring you joy and peace. Like, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me. God has provided all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Think on those things. When things come up against you, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. Speak those scriptures throughout the day as a today and the rest of the week for constant daily worship to God. This keeps our minds focused on what is important to God. What is important to God? Amen? So I wanted to share that with you because it was on my heart, and I pray that this will bless someone today and throughout the week. I'd like to close with my last tribute. Well, not my last, but a tribute to Andre Crouch. As many of you know, he passed away this week. But keep each other in your prayers and whatever's going on in the world today. There's a lot going on, but we find peace. That's one message that Paul left, that you know, whatever we're going through, find peace and joy in Christ Jesus, knowing that he's going to work. Everything works together for the good that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So to Andre Crouch and those that love his music, we just thank him for the message in his songs and the peace that it brings and encouragement throughout the week. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God bless you today.
This is a tribute to the great Andre Crouch. Thank you for the music and the inspiration that it brings.
He's my life. He's my salvation.
Who shall I be?
He's the strength of my life. There's no need to be so afraid. I have a secret place where I see God's face. He gives me peace for my troubled mind, and he carries me. Oh, he covers me when I'm going through a storm. I'm protected in his arms. My Father loves me, that's why I can say, the Lord is my light, and he's my salvation. Who shall I fear?
He's my light,
he's my
shall be. He's my strength. He's the strength of my life, day and night, night and day. I don't need to be afraid. When evil tries to destroy me, tries to make me fall, he puts me on the rock. I'm in the reach of the mountain. When my enemies try to hurt me, I don't have to worry. Cause I'm in his care, not just here, but everywhere. I go to that hiding place where I seek my God's face. I find the strength to go on. For he carries me, he comforts me. When I'm going through a storm, I'm protected in his arms. My Father loves me, and that's why I know he is my life and my salvation. Who shall I be? Who shall I be? He's my strength, my strong tower, my hiding place. My hiding place from day to day. He's my strength. Will you walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Don't you know that you're not alone?
He keeps me on when evil tries to make me fall.